Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show.
All right, here we go. Clones, we are back in the saddle. Thank you, Jim Rome. Happy to be here. Program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Jay.
Yes, sir.
Great show today. We've got a lot to talk about. We're a little bit of a dead zone in the world of sports.
But and yet, we have an unbelievable show.
Yeah, we got a lot to get to. Great guests coming on the show. Our buddy Adnan Virk, he's coming on at the bottom of this hour. We've got Gar Reines. Adnan Virk, we're going to talk about the trade deadline. We'll get all into that as to who he thinks is going where, who are buyers, who are sellers. You know, not much has happened so far, but you never know.
I mean, I don't think it's going to be as active who as the needs, NBA trade
right,
deadline.
Right, well, the free agency deadline. Free agency. But who needs to make the moves to move forward is, and I want to get into it with him. There's this thing that happens where teams make moves because they think they need to make a move.
Yeah, let me just, it's almost like showing, like you're in a relationship with someone and things aren't going well, but you do something really tiny to show that like you're still in the relationship.
You'll make the bed like 3 days in a row. That's
essentially. Look what I'm doing. Look at how I'm connecting with you.
We got Gordon Beckham. I made the bed 3 days in a row, and it's like, well,
yeah.
Well, we'll talk about that. I mean, there's the Marcus Stroman trade. We can talk about that. He went from four place to four place. We'll get into that. So we'll get into that with him, and then Gar Reines, the batting stance guy, won't be in studio, but he's out on the road. But he just completed his tour of every single Major League Baseball stadium. So interested to find out from him what was the best and what was the worst.
Yeah, he's going to talk fan bases and he's going to talk about stadiums.
From every perspective. And he was at the Hall of Fame. So we'll talk about what that was like when Mariano Rivera attributed all of his success to God. I would say a little bit of it is
we say this all the time about athletes. Like when
don't
they
give all the glory to God.
How about give 8% of the glory to God?
That 10%. Glory to God is fine with me. 90% to your parents who sublimated their dreams just so you could do what you wanted to do. And then, of course, in hour three, or maybe the end of hour two, Jared Greenberg from NBA TV. And we'll talk to him about sort of now that the dust has somewhat settled, and we didn't really even get to talk about the Russell Westbrook trade. Where does he see... What's the power? I love that Kawhi, you know, because last time we were sitting in these seats, we didn't know where Kawhi was going to go. I love that he went to the Clippers. If he goes to the Lakers, all the great free agency stuff
disappears because that team is just a super team.
So now there's like a bit more parity. We'll talk about that with him. And then Blake Griffin, who we were just hanging out with at the Montreal Comedy Festival. He did comedy up there. He was in the roast battle up there. Dude's amazing.
So funny.
So we'll talk to him in the offseason about the excitement of the upcoming season for him. He had a great season last year and how he's doing. So all of that. Adam Hawk is here. Alvin DeLauro is here.
Call us, by the way.
Tom DiCelestino in New York. 800-636-8686.
Or Connor, if you're out there, call us.
No, Connor.
It's Connor.
Connor.
It's Connor. Right. Connor.
Thanks, buddy.
Do you want my take or what?
You want my take or what?
Lenny Dykstra, if you want to call in and imitate a motorcycle.
Right!
That'd be cool, too. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
RomanHabitate.com or tweet us. We're at Scully. Put his teeth back in. No. There's a lot to get into, and we're going to get into a lot of it, especially.
What's insane is that this Thursday, there's football, Randy.
Yeah.
NFL football.
Canton, Ohio, Fawcett Stadium, or the newly redone Fawcett Stadium.
Here's a story about us in Canton, Ohio. Our mom's parents...
She grew up in Canton, Ohio. We would go up there every year, and our dad never... We were huge sports fans. We had season tickets to the football Cardinals.
That's so you got to be a real sportsman if you want to be the St. Louis football Cardinals season ticket holder.
4-12.
5-11.
6-10. The biggest highlight we ever had was when Novo Bojovic, a kicker, kicked a 52-yard field goal, ran into the end zone, and then spiked the ball.
And I think he like pulled a hamstring when he did it.
Yeah, he definitely did a Martin Gramatica there.
So we were huge football fans. Our dad said, we're not going to the Football Hall of Fame.
Because it's too expensive. And he's right. It was expensive, but... If you're a football fan, you got to take your boys to the Football Hall of
Fame.
Like,
what other reason do you need to be in Canton, Ohio? We later went when we did a piece for the NFL Network.
NFL Network, we were working for them, and we did a piece, and we were visiting our Aunt Rita, who was there, and I don't know if she'd ever been.
I don't think so.
But we took her there, and the people at the Hall of Fame gave her a lifetime pass to, like, be able to go to the Hall of Fame, and she's overused it.
Yeah.
You know, when someone gives you a lifetime pass, you should just use it once or twice or whatever. She's used it so much. She's used it so
that
much.
The Hall of Fame,
Hall
is
of
like-
Fame is threatening to take it away. Like, the Hall of Fame right now is being harsher on Aunt Rita than they are on O.J. Simpson, whose bust is still in there. Busting out. So we're talking football because we're on the precipice of the preseason.
Players are starting to show up at training camp. They want to make their entrance.
And some have done it in regal fashion.
You're talking about Antonio
Brown.
Oh,
I'm talking about Antonio Brown.
A.B.
A.B. comes in an A.B.
Yeah.
In an H.A.B. A hot air balloon. Last year he came to training camp in a helicopter, Jay.
Now he's showing up in a hot air balloon, which...
It feels pretty... Let's just talk helicopter, pretty exclusive.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Yeah. What, I can't even imagine if a helicopter flew over Lenny Dykstra when he was talking. What he would do. He'd lose his brain.
Yeah, we hear it. Yeah, man, we got it.
Worst soldier ever, like telegraphing where he is.
So this guy shows up.
Every
sound
time
of his teeth clipping and kills me, Alvin.
So he shows up. I mean, by the way, helicopter means you're not going to have any traffic.
Right? Wasn't that the whole thing? Yeah. Yasiel Puig wanted a helicopter to avoid traffic.
So he could be there on
LA.
Time. How about set your alarm 20 minutes earlier? That shows good commitment to the team. I want to be there. I don't want anything to stop me from being there on time.
Helicopter's going to bring me there.
By the way, easy joke. They didn't actually have any fire in there. Antonio Brown just powered the entire thing
just by talking
with
smack.
His mouth.
Yeah, whole time.
Sorry.
1,000 miles. Kept it thousands of feet.
I do like how old school it was.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't like, that's old. That's a new dude in old technology showing up.
Like he went back in time to like the around the world in 80 days,
Jackie Chan style.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I know.
Is a balloon, a hot, this is just me asking, is a balloon like the new gangsta thing to do? Like straight up, like I'm gonna balloon on fools. I'm going to balloon up in this place. Just every, this is what I would like to see. Every NFL star.
They call me angioplasty because I balloon up on all the time.
Every big NFL star rolling up in outdated transportation.
I would love it.
That to me would be the great. Baker Mayfield shows up to the ESPYs on a horse.
That would be cool.
See, that actually.
Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz rolls up to the first game in a pimped out covered wagon.
Rolling in the 20s.
That'd be amazing.
Rolling on 20s.
20-inch wooden rims.
Just rotating.
Spinning in the opposite direction.
Yes.
The covered wagon has a VIP section. I would love that.
Yep. Just talk about the blimp you showed up in.
You rocked a spring training. The pimped out blimp, which, by the way, I'm going to throw this out there to exhibit. I haven't seen Pimp My Ride. Pimp My Blimp, I would watch 7 seasons of Pimp My Blimp.
West Coast Auto makes a revival.
Yeah, West Coast Blimp. Just straight.
Yo, they put speakers in the mini fridge, yo.
What?
Speakers in the mini fridge.
Damn.
Mm-mm.
So he coasts in, AB, coasts in a hot air balloon.
Does that send a message that he's hungry, that he wants it?
I don't know. It just seems really pleasant that he's coming in. Yeah. He's going to leave it all out there just by coasting in.
He's easy like Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm. Or he's a huge fan of the 1980s band Air Supply. Go look up their album cover.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was so soft.
You got to, I mean, I feel like you have to roll up in a Lambo or something.
You know, I mean, maybe he's sending Oakland and Vegas a message that you don't know what you're going to get with AB. You think you're getting this.
You think he's going to roll up in a Lambo, but he's going to come down in this. He's going to gently
floats in on a basket and a fly hopper balloon, which is a one-man balloon for everybody.
Fly hopper balloon.
I had to look that up.
I mean, if he's posting on Instagram, is he saying floating into 2-a-days like dot, mm-hmm. dot, dot?
Yeah, exactly.
And then here he is.
Girl, I'll be floating into your DMs. That new phrase coined. I just want to have Raider fans, or more specifically, the Hawaiian Raider fan.
Who we created last time. Kenny, or
Tua Nuance. Come on. Hey, bro.
Get down from there, bro.
Tell AB to get down from that dirigible, bro.
Hey, that rainbow balloon, bro. I can see it from over here, bro.
Is that hydrogen or helium, Kenny?
Give him some kettle chips, bro.
I'm trying to run to take a selfie with the balloon, bro, but I got my shower shoes on, bro.
They're slides, bro.
Kenny, get down from that fire blaster, bro.
Come on, bro.
Grab my selfie stick, bro.
It's hard to look menacing when you're reenacting the final scene of the new Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
You're not bad.
So I'm going to put it to you guys. Clones out there. This is going to be so fun if you come up with this. What outdated mode of transportation should A be?
Or any athlete.
Or what should he do next year? Or any player. You want to assign a player to an outmoded thing of transportation, and then that's what we want to hear from you.
And I consider hang glider an outmoded transportation.
Gliding into your DMs. Sliding into your DMs.
Is this a thing now, Ram, where they're going to have, the NBA is going to have to,
NFL is going to have to have like a ballooning clause? Yeah. It's like you can't ski, you can't ride a motorcycle. I mean, Madison Bumgarner basically made it so that all sports are like, you can't ride a dirt bike in season, let alone off season.
How many, there are 7 balloon crashes a year.
If there were 7 plane crashes in the, you'd be like, we've got to stop flying planes.
Yeah, we're not flying anymore.
7 balloon crashes. Now, the balloon crash is going at less than a mile an hour, but still.
Still.
It's you don't want him, he is your, what's he getting, $17 million a year? That's our $17 million a year guy up in a wicker basket.
He's literally blown up.
He is blown up. Meanwhile, Zeke Elliott,
not even there.
Not at least AB took a balloon to camp. Like, Zeke Elliott's parasailing in Cabo, just chilling. Is that how you're working on your lateral movement up there?
He's saying he's training down in Cabo.
There's pictures of him running hard on the beach, I guess, in cleats on the beach. But you know he's hanging out late night with Sammy Hagar, getting like Mas tequila. It's Wabo Cabo.
Is that his tequila?
I think Sammy Hagar was.
Sammy Hagar behind Tommy Bahama?
Sammy Hagar and Tommy Bahama might be the same person. Or Sammy Hagar is the guy at quality control at Tommy Bahama who looks at every shirt and says, not enough parrots on that shirt.
Give me 3 more parrots. I don't want to see your face until I see 3 more parrots.
I need 3 more parrots on that shirt before we can sell it. He might be that guy. But how do we know Zeke Elliott's not hanging out with that?
I don't know.
It's not like the Cowboys need him or anything. Is there a player in the league that when he doesn't play, they are the worst in the division? And when he does play, and I mean play, they've got a shot to like make it to the NFC Championship game. I didn't say win it because it is the Cowboys.
Yeah.
But I mean, come on.
Look, man, he's in Cabo where people train. Next year he's going to do wind sprints in Bali. I mean, this guy is at the epicenter of where you need to train.
I mean, listen, maybe Zeke can head on over to Tulum and do a yoga retreat. I heard that worked for Larry Zonka.
May he rest in peace. And I don't know if he's dead, but we always say, get a good night's sleep. We have little kids. We know how hard it is to get a good night's sleep.
All right, let's take a break. We're on this. We're out.
Clones, reach to us. Tell us who you'd like to see show up to camp.
In an outmoded
form of transportation.
I'm so happy to be here. Honestly, this is a blast.
We're off and running. Again, Adnan Virk at the bottom of this hour. We will talk baseball.
Summer heat can be draining on your vehicle's battery. Rising temperatures can cause battery fluids to evaporate. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts right now and have that battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the exact superstar battery that fits your car or your truck, and you'll get it at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
We got tweets, you guys. All I'm saying is before the break, we were talking about AB floating in on a hot air balloon to training camp. What is, and we'll do this the whole show, name certain outmoded forms of transportation that players would be coming into camp.
First of all, Mike in Buffalo, Scott Service.
Oh, God.
Would show up in Booger McFarland's mobile cart with paint cans. Or Gabriel's Gate. Great spot to get
Gabriel's
wings in
Gate.
Buffalo.
Great
and Mike Buffalo, back that up. Mike in Buffalo, Muggsy Bogues on stilts. Wrong sport. Still love it.
I love it. If Muggsy Bogues came on stilts, I would also put Manute Bol on stilts. Just so there could still be the...
Pat Hogue. How about Devonta Adams rolling up to training camp in a turn-of-the-century extra-large wheel bicycle? A lot of people came up with one.
Yeah, like a giant front tire and then the tiny back tire. That would be amazing.
This is John Gilkey. How about Tom Brady shows up to Patriots camp in the original Wright Brothers plane?
That would be great. Or one of those planes that like flaps and stuff. I would do that.
There's a lot of big Juju Smith-Schuster, mm-hmm. which
that I always call him Juju Schuster-Smith. Are we allowed to flip his hyphen? Let's flip the hyphen on that.
I don't know. I feel like you can because you're
there's
just
both you're last names both last still name. Exist. You're not, you know what I mean?
And this is what he said. You come to Steelers camp on an old-timey bicycle with a giant wheel.
See? The old-timey bicycle.
Plunk at the ogre. I mean, we're getting a lot from you guys. I love it.
I appreciate it. We're at Sklar Brothers. Tweet at us. Follow us.
We're at Sklar Brothers on Instagram. And listen to our... Hey, we have a podcast, FYI. It's called View from the Cheap Seats. On this past week's episode, Mary Carrillo.
On the current episode, talking tennis.
She crushes it.
We've got Adnan Virk, who was a guest a couple weeks ago, coming up next segment. And so in anticipation of Adnan Virk, let's talk a little baseball.
Yes.
Shall we?
Well, let's talk about something that's kind of like, it's imminent, I feel like, within the world of baseball.
It's coming.
Robotic umpires.
Yeah.
And it's...
It is freaking a lot of people out. To me, what was amazing was the initial gut reaction of almely every player saying no.
Well, so what is...
A-Rod was like, absolutely not. And then J-Lo handed him a nondescript birthday cake.
No, but
which he ate none of. We'll get into that later.
But you think about what does it mean? Because, you know, in the initial, like, explanation of it, you think that, okay, pitchers, there's an adjustment factor in a game. That's part of the gamesmanship of baseball.
If an ump's calling them low all day...
And even a little low and outside, then the pitchers use that to their advantage.
That's right.
And now that they shift the strike zone to adjust for human error or what the tendencies are for this umpire. And yes,
I wonder if pitchers have won games just knowing where the umpire is calling it. You know what I mean? Understanding this is... I know Larry Wendelstadt. You know, he's going to eat...
Is it Harry Wendelstadt?
Harry Wendelstadt.
Larry Wendelstadt's his brother.
Right. I know Harry Wendelstadt. He's going to come and he's going to call every...
Pitch low.
That's right.
Or I don't know what he called.
I don't know what he did.
But the only other example, speaking of Mary Carrillo, the only other example where a robotic umpire worked or is working currently, I think...
A robotic system is a Cyclops in tennis.
Right.
Everyone accepts that. No one is mad at the Cyclops. Nobody. And players aren't mad. Fans aren't mad.
Except I will say this, Randy. I feel like if we had the Cyclops in the 70s, you don't have John McEnroe.
Well, you have John McEnroe, but John McEnroe's rants and everything don't go as long
as
they
go. You can't be serious, Cyclops. Well, he was serious.
You cannot be serious.
Cyclops is like, yeah, I am serious and I'm right.
Yeah. Doesn't even say that. That's the end of the argument. So, yeah, he can rant for 0.4 seconds, but he's not. And think about what the rant was for John McEnroe.
It was a chance for him to recover.
Catch his breath.
He used that as a way to like, so maybe John McEnroe isn't as...
Maybe he doesn't care about the call, but he cares about ranting at the umpire.
And breaking the rhythm. It's like John McEnroe arguing about a call. He maybe even knew that the call was correct, and he's arguing something, but he also gets into the head of the other player
by doing it. He gets the crowd against him, which maybe that motivates him
in
a weird way.
Exactly.
He gets the other player out of his flow. Mm-hmm. He also gets the other player to focus on him instead of on what he needs to think about.
It's the rhythm of it's like you ever play golf and people in front of you are like, guys are like lining up putts, go to line up the putt and then Jim Furyk it and come step back and go down and, you know, like through fold their hands on their bill to take a look at it. Like, you're not on the PGA. We're on a public course, dummy. Like, hit the putt and
this is your ninth shot on this hole.
And you're just taking 87 practice swings. And then the next thing you do is you hit it 5 feet in front of you because these guys have messed with your rhythm. Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing here.
So, but that's tennis. Good luck topping tennis, baseball. Mm-hmm. That's what I say. I mean, look, the baseball version is kind of the opposite. I think it's the reverse of what they did in tennis, Rand. I think what they're saying is that the umpire has a Bluetooth earpod.
He's got a giant golden retriever in his ear that can play basketball.
He's got an AirPod in his ear. It's connected to an iPhone something.
A Bluetooth, which is connected to an iPhone that is making the call.
So the computer makes the call and the umpire has the opportunity, the human has the opportunity to override the call if it's totally out of place. Now, they've used this in the Atlantic League a little bit. Mm-hmm. Some of the feedback was that, okay, some of the pitches came in higher in the strike zone than umpires normally call.
Right.
And players had to adjust a little bit of that. Players complained a little bit. And, of course, it's just balls and strikes. It's nothing else. Mm-hmm. And, again, the humans can override it. But it does feel a little weird for baseball.
I would love to see the robot. I'm going to go one step further. Like, bring the robot out to argue with the manager.
Let's put the robot in the field.
Put the robot in the field and bring the robot out. So, like, Brett Boone comes out. He wants to call his players, effing savages.
Yeah.
And he's doing it to a Roomba that's, like, just cleaning the corners of the plate. How great would that be?
Amazing.
Like, my guys are savages out there. Savages. And he's just cleaning the corners of the plate. And it looks beautiful. That's it.
That's right. Lou Piniella just kicking dirt on an iPhone. I mean, yes.
How much would you want to see, like, Robbie Alomar spit in the face of, like, a C-3PO at first base?
I would
sometimes
enjoy.
Sometimes I just don't understand humanity.
Exactly.
Thank you. So it does feel like it's a little backwards. It does also feel like I feel like everything they're trying to do with baseball is to speed it up. They're talking about a 20-second pitch clock. They're talking about whatever they can do to tighten the game up.
Yep.
And this does feel like something that might slow it up. Like, are we really, like, yeah, umpires don't make great calls. It's if you're a coach of a kid in Little League, as soon as you get two strikes on it, you're like, it's your fault if you watch a pitch. With two strikes on you, protect the plate. You swing at everything.
I remember we shot this piece for TBS that we did a while back. That was crazy. We shot this piece there where we were like, who would be the one Cubs fan that would be upset that the Cubs finally won the World Series?
Right.
So we created a fictitious Eve Bartman, Steve Bartman's
sister.
Sister who was... She had made a cottage industry on
merchandise that made fun of
her brother, for
right.
ruining the chance.
God and created Adam and Eve,
not Adam and Steve Bartman.
Those shirts,
stuff like,
yeah.
Shows like that. And, you know,
accidents happen. Adult diapers with Steve's face on it.
Exactly. And so, you know, we had her and Tig Notaro played Eve Bartman. And it aired. They aired it. They actually showed it on the baseball program when they were in their playoffs. They actually showed it on TV, and then Steve Bartman's family found out about it. Steve Bartman found out about it. He called and got it taken off the air,
mm-hmm.
which I guess should make us feel good that it
reached Bartman.
It reached Bartman. Yeah. He's reachable, guys. But they won, and that's what it is. But while we were shooting down there, I was shooting down with Casey Stern and Pedro Martinez and Gary Sheffield and Jimmy Rollins. And we sat and watched a game. We were watching the game together, playoff game together. And I was watching with these guys, and I was talking to Pedro about how did you pitch? He's like telling me how guys are pitching. Jimmy Rollins said he was working with Mike Schmidt on how to hit. And Mike Schmidt said, do you have a laptop computer? Jimmy Rollins said, yeah, I do. He said, look at the screen. That's your box right there. That's it right there. Anything that's outside of that, do not swing at. Do not swing at that. Anything that's outside of that screen that you put, that imaginary thing down there, do not swing at. And Jimmy was like, that's the best advice I ever got as a hitter. And Pedro then said, see that screen right there? Take an inch below it. That's where I would throw the ball. I wanted you to think it was in the screen so that you put a swing on it and then you just miss hit it.
Yeah, because he was saying, yeah, it's great to have 11 strikeouts in a game. It's even better to have 11 first pitch groundouts.
Exactly. He wanted you to think you were going to get good wood on it and then not.
But,
and
if, so, but if robotics come into play and it becomes too predictable of a strike zone, mm-hmm. then I feel like that's almost easier for the hitters.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like when you move the target a little bit, it helps the pitchers.
It does.
And maybe baseball wants hitting to rise up again, because here we are where the best hitters in the league, someone might win the batting title at like 309. Or 297.
That is not going to happen, but I mean, I think...
Are we heading there with shifts? I don't know. So this is just another thing that they're trying to do to counteract all this stuff that's affecting hitters and keeping hitters from
getting... But they will get it right. I mean, Brett Boone came out to argue because that was a first-time umpire who had missed two pitches badly.
Right.
He missed them badly. They were off the plate. They were high. The other one, and those were for strikeouts.
Aaron Boone. Sorry,
I'm
Aaron
sorry, not
Boone.
Brett Boone. Why I keep saying Aaron Boone?
Aaron Boone. That's all right.
Brett Boone was that his dad? Bob Boone was the dad.
Brett Butler?
Was it Brett Butler, the female comedian?
Yes, who's in recovery. Yes, she came out to argue.
Wouldn't that be great if, like, you...
You could send out anyone to argue?
Right.
I'm sending out Sam Kinison to argue on this one.
May rest in peace.
And he really needs to
But you do, you send out Brett Boone and she comes out and just argues your call for you and does a little stand up at the
Brett
plate.
Brett Butler, you mean?
I mean, Brett Butler.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Brett.
But yes, so Aaron Boone came out and argued against some really egregious bad calls.
So the Yankees sent Daniel Boone out.
Fine. I'm down with that.
In a coonskin hat.
I'm down with it. But it is interesting, and I do think you will get blowback the more it rises up, and if it ever makes its way into the major leagues, it's like Tim Tebow. If it makes its way into the major leagues, you're like, what is going on here?
Ezekiel Elliott shows up to camp in a horse-drawn carriage. Unfortunately, it ends up in Cabo as he's holding out.
Yeah, the top's off.
Jason Bullitt.
Thank you. It's going to happen.
I want to see OBJ ride in on a penny farthing.
Yeah.
Charles Kennedy.
Thanks, buddy. Guys, let's take a break.
Yeah, we'll take a break. All right, guys, we're back. Bottom of hour one. I want to let people know tonight at 10:30 Eastern, 7:30 Pacific, CBS Sports Network brings you tennis. I love tennis like you've never seen it before. Don't miss this men's and women's action-packed showdown between the Washington and San Diego. The Washington and the San Diego. It's World Team Tennis. On the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. I loves it.
Yep.
Devin B. Riley, at Devin B. Riley, Vontez Berfect arrives in the Hindenburg. Now,
Hold on a second.
That's a shot to the head.
That's aggressive.
That's you came across the middle with that one, Devin B. Riley.
He didn't even see it coming.
With no regard for human life.
I liked it.
Aaron Rodgers rolling in on a Parisian seat on top of a long pole is being carried by four elephants. I could see that, and I think Rodgers would do that in a hilarious way.
Yeah.
Dude is funny.
He would own it.
Dude is funny.
He would own it. He would own it.
I love it. And I love Steve Cornell said, do you think robotic strike zone will enable pitchers to get so good to a point where they know exactly where to place the ball in the zone over time? That's a great question.
That's what I was saying.
Leaves the figuring out of human ump zones out of the game, which is a bummer. He's like, agreed. I don't agree with human error is actually a part of the game.
Agree with you, sir.
But a manager, Lou Piniella, kicking dirt over if he were back in the game, but Lou Piniella kicking dirt over a Roomba would be fun.
Yeah.
That's just fun.
Do we have guys in the league, managers now, that would go
that
wild
are fiery
and throw
enough?
A base, go pick up a base and make a mess? I don't think we do.
Daniel Boone did when he walked out there the other day with the Yankees.
My favorite Boone brother.
Mm-hmm. Pat Boone walked out there and said, my players are savages. They're effing savages. Is what he said. I just loved how he said that. Because when Aaron Boone called his players savages, I feel like nobody knew what that meant.
Is that good? They're fighting
hard? Nobody was
hard.
Like...
Is he putting them down or is he building them up?
Nobody said this is, I was like, I did not expect that word to come out of your mouth.
But I think what he's saying is that they're trying their best and you're taking that away from them.
But savages is not the word you use when describing how, like savages is somebody who just goes after something.
That's what he's saying.
I know, but.
It didn't seem like the exact right word. He was on the target, but not
so when
the
you
bullseye.
Say they're savages, you're saying they don't understand. You have to explain to them. They're savages.
Our guys are savages in the game.
Okay? They don't understand what you're doing is too complex. We have to explain to these savages what is going on.
They're simple tools made out of stone. Don't apply in this
I'm
scenario.
Just a caveman. I don't understand your ways.
That's right.
Our guys are
They are savages, Pat Boone.
Pat Boone knows.
Pat Boone knows.
Got
Thank
emails.
You, Adam Hawk.
Thank you, Adam Hawk. The stash that saved late night.
Next year, I will show up to training camp in an Uber. I can drop a few players off. Signed, Ryan Leaf. Now, hold on.
Dear Sklars, I would love to see Andy Reid show up to training camp on a pogo stick. Paul in Albany.
Paul Bunny! Paul Bunny.
Making an
this
appearance.
This is Stephen Phoenix. Didn't mind. Andy Reid on a pogo stick. One pogo jump, and that stick is done.
Dear Sklars,
one pogo stick, and I'm saying the pogo is out of the stick.
The pogo, a no-go.
Right? Andy Reid, one jump, and it is just a stick.
Yeah, that springs history. Dear Sklars.
And what have we said about Andy Reid? Andy Reid Mike Holmgren, Wilford Brimley.
And Craig Stadler.
Craig Stadler. Never seen all four of them in the same room.
Same guy.
Same dude.
Dear Sklar's robotic umpires are a very good idea. Regards, Angel Hernandez. Leon Hartford. Leon Hartford. Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate it.
Jeez.
Someone said Tom Brady. John in the cabana said Tom Brady might just show up in a covered wagon. That's what we said. A covered wagon. Pimp my... Kawhi Leonard shows up in just on a laughing turtle. Kawhi Leonard could show up on a giraffe.
Yes.
And both of them just be cracking up.
Just laughing.
It's just brilliant.
Dear Scars, I see nothing wrong with John McEnroe arguing with the ref to delay and disrupt the flow of the game. Signed, Jason Kidd spilling water on the court. Drew and Austin.
That ball was on the line.
You can't. We are serious. There's
you
nothing.
You cannot be serious.
John, we are. Wait,
I want to give his last war. War Zeke Elliott arriving late to camp riding on a stormtrooper stolen speedster. All right.
Captain Andrew Luck showing up riding on a Civil War cannon. If he was in full North garb. Because he does look like Jake in the 317. I agree, dude.
He sounds like, we've always said this, Andrew Luck sounds like he's swallowed a giant when he talks. When Andrew Luck says anything, it sounds like he has swallowed George Mirasan.
Yeah.
Mark Eaton.
He does sound like he's swallowed a larger person and is now using that person's voice.
Yeah. Reverse intro.
Any Andrew Luck sound. If there's any Andrew Luck sound, Alvy, just throw it on there because...
It sounds like he's just eaten like
bread.
It
sounds like he's just eaten a loaf of bread or his voice is being modulated because they're trying to protect his identity.
Right.
He saw a murder and he's now...
Now when he talks, we can't hear his real voice.
Randy, I realize I'm a rookie quarterback and however high drafted I may have been or whatever...
He swallowed somebody.
People may have...
He swallowed another somebody. Person. Hi, Randy and Jason. It's time for Ask the Bros. What are your thoughts on Once Upon a Time in Hollywood? I haven't seen it yet. I got to see it.
Ooh, I got to see that.
I'm really excited to see that. Although, am I really excited to see people get
just
murdered?
Just murder.
Has Quentin Tarantino softened over the years?
I don't think he's softened.
He has not softened.
I think he...
This is Bella Bay. Bay in Calgary.
So I haven't seen it yet, but here is the problem when you've been around as long as you have and you're still kind of making the movies you make. You end up at times seeming like a parody of yourself, even though you're just continuing to do the work you've done. Mm-hmm. I mean, he hit so hard with Pulp Fiction, and then he
Pulp Fiction is the type of movie that whenever it is on, I just watch it.
Yeah.
I literally, wherever it is in the movie, I'll watch the entire thing from beginning to end. Partly because I'm like, we live in L.A., and I just want to see what L.A. looked like in 1993.
I want to see a young... Kathy Griffin. I want to see
a young Julia Sweeney. I saw like Quentin Tarantino when he went on American Idol. That was interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know he likes music and he likes music in there, but when he went on American Idol, that's what and he was wearing those shape up shoes, the ones that are like.
Those are the ones from the Joe Montana
commercial where Joe Montana's wearing shape-ups and he takes the ball and throws it out of the stadium. And we're like, you know what I call that? Second down and 10.
Second and 10.
Why is that a good thing that he throws it, that his shoes make him throw it out of the stadium? Nobody can catch that.
Are we doing a call?
I don't know.
Is he there yet?
Let's do it. He's not. Adnan's not here yet. We'll get him. But Mike in Clearwater... You're on, buddy. How are you? Welcome to the show.
What's up, guys? Last time we talked, I think, was the Olympics 2016 year, and the Zika virus was the big craze back then. I don't know if you remember that.
I still have it.
Thanks.
Yeah, well, there's a new mosquito virus down here in Florida. I guess it's supposed to swell the brain as well. I'm trying to avoid that as much as possible.
Please do.
You guys had the Lincoln lawyer on. He was trying to sprain his tongue, trying to say Rory McIlroy.
Rory McIlroy.
But I can't wait. I love when you guys fill in, man. Can't wait till you come down to the Tampa Bay area again. I'd love to check you out at a live show.
That'd be great, man. What do you think about the Rays down there? How do you feel about the fact that you're kind of essentially sharing custody of children with your divorced partner up in Montreal?
Yeah. Well, that's supposedly not going to happen. I mean, they're just waving the white flag because they don't can't get anybody down there. But they did have $2 ticket nights a couple weeks ago for all the weeknights.
Yeah.
They got over 20 grand. They got over 20 grand each night, but, you know, the owner, when I went to the opening day this year, I was like, what are they doing? They didn't accept any cash, and they closed the whole upper deck, and I was like, he's like waving the white flag right now.
And then you got a good team. You guys have a great team.
We're having a good season. We have a real good team, and like he did that, we were on like a 2-week road trip, and he comes out with a stupid press conference, like torpedoed our season.
Yeah.
But we're still hanging in there for a wild card spot, but I don't think we're going to catch the Yankees, man. But I don't know what Sternberg's thinking. He should either sell the team. I hope they don't move away. St. Pete, they're on the other side of the bay. It's kind of a tough area for them, for everybody to get to. But, you know, up in the big cities up north, man, people travel and do a lot harder things to get to their baseball game. You know, sit in traffic for an hour and a half in New York City or take two subway rides. And,
yep.
You know, there's no excuse down here. But it is summer in Florida, and it's like all the tourists are gone. You know, it's hot as hell. And
just gators everywhere. Just everyone.
I think they need better promotions. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thanks, appreciate Mike.
You so much, Mike in Clearwater. I think Tampa Bay needs better promotions, like meth night.
Yeah.
Leave your teeth at the
door.
Check
your teeth at the door, Tampa Bay fans.
It's meth night.
Ah!
Hey, the sound of that.
The sound of Lenny putting his teeth in.
Crushes me every time.
So leave your teeth at the door, check your attitude at the door, and then booyah.
It's not about hugging trees. It's not about being...
It's about being a Lincoln Liar.
Lincoln Liar.
Lincoln Liar.
I would love to see baseball in Montreal. Having just been up there, it's a beautiful city. It's great. I do think the Tampa Bay area should support that team, like Mike in Clearwater wants to support that team.
Yeah, he's saying, I want it.
You guys have a great young team. This is not a team that is like give up on these guys. They actually are really good. And if they do make the playoffs, I would worry about them. They've got great pitching. Good pitching can just come in and shut everything down.
War Jim Leland selling smokes to children off the back of his covered wagon, Ian in Michigan.
By the way, I met Jim Leland, the nicest dude ever.
That's another guy who sounds like he swallowed Andrew Luck, who swallowed a giant.
He swallowed Andrew Luck smoking a more 120.
A more red 120?
Ugh. Sklarmigos, if I'm in the NFL next year, I'm flying in a World War II, flying a World War II paratrooper plane and parachuting into camp. How player is that, John?
How player is that, man?
You know his player. How player is that?
How player is that, man?
John and
Huntington
Beach.
That's some Dunkirk stuff.
You Dunkirked it.
He Dunkirked it.
He Dunkirked it.
How player is that, man?
It is so player.
Good night now.